It's Tuesday, the 24th of June, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Historian and academic Dr. Shampapi Shiremo has called for a comprehensive investigation into repeated food poisoning incidents in the Ndiona constituency of the Kavango East region. The Namibia Press Agency reports that in 2023, 16 people died in Kayova Village due to suspected food poisoning, with an additional 4 suspected deaths reported in the wider Ndiona area between 2023 and 2025. Over 16 billion passwords have been leaked online in one of the biggest cyber breaches ever. The exposed data includes logins from Google, Apple, Facebook, and more. Digital expert Nrupesh Soni says the breach is a serious security threat.
It's extremely high priority that people change their passwords and do not use the same passwords in every platform you use, because that's the best way to prevent hacks, is not to use or repeat the passwords. Cybersecurity has become quite prominent. It's important that one does a regular audit of the passwords, has multi-factor authentication like SMS or other ways to log in, and just often keep changing passwords for critical services. But there are websites like Google Security and others which allow you to actually check if your email address and if your information was leaked as part of this.
The Institute of Race Relations in South Africa has asked Parliament to pass the appropriation bill, which will reduce black economic empowerment premiums to nil in 82 billion rands worth of public procurement. BEE premiums are the extra paid for identical goods or services based on race, which are capped at 25% for contracts under 50 million rand. The IRR's Gabriel Krause.
The appropriations bill that's been tabled before it by Treasury allocates money to various line items covering 1.2 trillion rand. And after a thorough study of that, not one single rand of that is allocated to the subsidies of BEE premiums. In all cases, there are either no subsidies, or where there are subsidies, the subsidies are for other things.
More than 200 lecturers at Zimbabwe's main university joined forces with students on Monday to protest against low wages, marking a third month of unrest fueled by a deepening cost of living crisis. The walkout at the University of Zimbabwe, according to the AFP news agency, is one of the country's longest strikes and the latest in a wave of union activity as galloping inflation of more than 90% ravages the country. And NATO leaders from 32 allied countries are meeting in the Netherlands for what they are calling a historic summit. They're expected to approve plans to increase defense budgets and military strength. The summit also gives them an opportunity to talk directly with the US president about the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict.
It's not officially on the docket, but of course, plenty of conversations here at this NATO summit will be on this ceasefire that seems to have been brokered by the Trump administration between Israel and Iran, and what comes next. There'll be 31 other world leaders having that opportunity to meet face to face with the US president to discuss what kind of role can be played as NATO's allies seek de-escalation in that conflict in the Middle East. Another huge thing we're expecting out of this summit is for NATO allies to agree to significantly boost defense spending up from the current benchmark of 2% upwards to 5%. That has been a long request made by the United States and US President Donald Trump. William Denslow, The Hague.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.